Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It's Monday again. It seems like that stretch from Friday at about 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Monday gets shorter every week. I know the feeling. Well, today, though, on this Monday, let me try to give you a little encouragement as we talk about faint-hearted faith. Yep, I said that without stumbling. Faint-hearted faith. And so let's start in the Psalms in chapter 61, verse 2, where we read, "From the ends of the earth, I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I." You know, sometimes it seems like you're a million miles away from Jesus. It's as if he's doing big business on the other side of the world, in Africa or India or China or someplace, maybe even in over in Haiti. I mean, your small concerns might, every now and then, Satan might scream into your ear, okay, your little small concerns seem trivial in the big scheme of the Savior's strategy. Surely you're worried about whether you can make your house payment and there are children starving. You know what I mean. You've been there? So as in the parable of the talents in Matthew chapter 25, the Lord has left you to faithfully manage his stuff while he's gone away. Feel that way? I mean, been there? But you know what? I think what happens is we grow impatient, we grow bored, and then we begin to caution, or we begin to question the cause and our calling. It was exciting when you first started on this journey of faith, but now it is unfocused, it is uncertain, and we might even become melancholy or depressed, wondering, where is Jesus when I need him most? Have you ever been there? It's just so hard to wrap your head around the belief that Jesus cares about what you're doing in your cubicle or your sales floor or your job site today. But he does. Your heart might grow faint without the fire of fresh faith, but when we leave it unchecked, there's a crevice, I believe, a crevice of concern can become a canyon of crisis between you and Jesus. You see, life may have backed you into a fearful ledge and you're paralyzed for fear of failing. I know I get there sometimes. I don't want to be a failure. I don't want to make a mistake, but that's life, right? I mean, we know that's the case. I mean, you might be experiencing provocation from insensitive people and an undiagnosed illness that might sap your energy, might be gnawing at your nerves, or your faithfulness goes unnoticed and unrewarded, and that just totally perplexes you. You may be overwhelmed because of your total lack of control over the cruel circumstances that you wake up to every morning. One or all of these trials just might be smothering your heart. You see, because your heart is faint, it is unable to pump the blood of belief to the extremities of your faith. You know, when I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes a couple of years ago, I began to recognize neuropathy in my feet, where it feels like they have fallen asleep and there are 1,000 pins that are pushing into the bottom of my feet. And what I've realized is if I care for myself, if I eat well, if I lay off the breads and the sugars, I take the medications that I'm supposed to, if I'm more active and jog and walk like I should, that goes away. And it stops being something that the blood can't rush to. It becomes something that feels a natural part of how my heart is pushing blood to the extremities. When our heart is faint, literally, I believe our spiritual heart has a hard time pumping blood to our extremities. Your eyes get moist with tears. It's okay to cry. Cry out to Jesus, for it is heaven's substitute for spiritual speech. Have you ever thought about that? Our tears, longing to be found in Christ, to rest in Christ, to be rescued by Christ, it's a cry out to Christ, for it's heaven's substitute for spiritual speech. What a beautiful picture. I mean, seriously, if you're not hearing Beethoven right now, something's wrong. God is the center of life, hope, love, and joy. Christ is the spiritual cardiologist for our suffering hearts. Look to the Lord to lead you into his next steps as he guides you to higher ground. Friend, I can assure you this. God wants to lead you from survival to revival, a revival that is initiated by the Holy Spirit of God bringing new life to a lethargic faith. Go ahead, lean into the Lord and lean on the Lord during lean times. Jesus carries you to his tower of truth to renew your mind and to revive your heart. Move away from the ledge of illegitimate longings and move toward your trustworthy Lord. You can lean into him for grace upon grace. You ask him to embolden your beliefs. Climb up with Christ while your heart pumps the blood of bold belief. Above all else, you are faint-hearted. No, you are faith-hearted. Let your heart be filled with faith, not faint-hearted. When you journey with Jesus, you are faith-hearted. Your trust in him is a strong power against this life's foes. Oh, listen, friend, today, go ahead and don't let Satan make you believe you are faint-hearted. You are faith-hearted. God bless you. Go live like you mean it today.